Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus, the owner of the bride. He owns us, he knows us, and he controls all that we would become. So bless his holy name once again for this very moment, for this opportunity to speak to the children of God yet again. I hope and I believe that you are all well, wherever you are in the part of the world. It may be morning for some, it may be evening for some, it may be night for some, but I hope that you are all having a good time. Blessed be his holy name. Today I want to have a discourse with you all, and I would like to pick that discourse from the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1, the very first verse in the book of Psalm. And there is a reason why that verse was specifically there, because it speaks of a great falling away, a distraction, a kind of distraction that is quite tricky, that pulls you away from whatever race that you are running. As we know that, as Paul would give it, or would say it in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1 as well, he said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." So there is a race set before us that we are meant to run with patience. But Psalm 1 verse 1 speaks specifically of what could happen when distraction happens, or when distraction, we allow distraction to take over us. So it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners." Let me hold off there a little bit. The first one say that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. But if we would go back to Hebrews 12:1, it talks about it's a race that is set before us. So it's not like there is a walk or there is a hike that is set before us. It's a race. So, and we know that a race is run with speed. It might not be a consistent speed, but it has to be progress. So you don't run a race backward. You run forward. Either you speed a lot or you reduce your speed, there has to be a progress. So it means you have a mark set before you and you're racing towards that mark. So he said in the book of Hebrews that we should run with patience. So which means there should be no sign of frustration. There should be calmness. There should be no fear. There should be love while we run that race that is set before us. But David had something else in mind. Definitely we should be in some ways have no knowledge of athletics, right? So when you are running a race, or we are in a race, you have a finish line. So when you reduce your speed to a particular extent, you get to start to walk. So it's no longer a race or a sprint. It has become a walk. Then when you reduce your speed drastically, then you stand. So you're not moving. There is no progress, right? But you could still see a lot of things going on. Then when you are totally cut off, then you sit. Imagine one who is meant to engage in a marathon, right? And he had covered a lot of kilometers. And while he's going on that marathon, he sees, being thirsty and all. He sees a bowl of ice cream by the roadside. Or he sees an ice cream man who is also kind of walking along the roadside. Then instead of focusing on the marathon race, he holds off a little bit to walk with the ice cream man, right? And he walks with the ice cream man to the point where he felt, oh, let me just stand there and take this ice cream, right? Then he gets distracted from that marathon race and he takes the ice cream and he gets so filled up to the point where he just had to sit down because he could carry on no more. So that is how I want to tie these two scriptures together. I want to speak briefly on distraction, right? So Psalm 1:1 says, "Blessed is that man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." That is the first distraction. When we have an ungodly association, we begin to lose the focus that we have in this race. Paul mentioned that we have a race that is set before us, that we need to run with patience. But in that race, once we focus our mind and we start getting counsels or we start associating with the ungodly, then we are no longer running a race with patience. We're simply walking. And walking would not get us to the destination in time. Even though we're supposed to run with patience, but we have slowed all the way down, we have been distracted, and now we are walking. The counsel of the ungodly could be many things. Could be one of many things, right? And it is an endless list to that. You have to check around you. You have to look at the people that you associate with. You have to look at those who are on your inner carcass, those who are the most important to you, and those who you listen to when you have a problem, those who give you advices, those who give you counsels. Who are those people? Are they your children of God? Are they the ministers of God? Or are they the ungodly? Or you may say, oh, yeah, this my friend of mine is not ungodly. He tries to go to church. But anyone who does not believe in the one true God is ungodly. That is it, right? Your counsel should come from the Lord. And how does it come from the Lord? It comes from the house of the Lord. That is where distraction starts. When you start walking in their counsel, you get distracted from actually running a race that is meant to be run patiently. Now, a promotion, more like an addition to that, is when a man starts listening to the counsel of the ungodly, the next thing he or she would find his or herself in will be standing in the way of sinners. Maybe not in the gate, but at least in the way of sinners, right? You probably would understand my word when the scriptures talks about standing in the gate or sitting at the gate or standing in the way. There are two different analogies, right? It means that you would fellowship with the sinner. There is a way, and that way is Christ. And when we walk the way, we fellowship with the Christ because he is the way. But there is another way. That way is sinner. And now when you stand in that way, it means that you are no longer standing in the way, which is Christ, but you are having a deep fellowship with sinners. So it's a fall from grace. You decide to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, and you got so deepened on that. You've collected all the counsel that you want. Your mind has been changed from thinking about Christ, from loving Christ, from fellowshipping with Christ. It has evolved to the point where all that fills your mind is sin. That is what it means to stand in the way of sinners. But look at it carefully. You realize that that verse also speaks of lack of progress. Right? because you are no longer walking. Even while you're walking, you still kind of have a progress, right? It's just quite short. It's not quite an intense progress. But when you stand, it means stagnancy. You have no progress. You're not moving back. You're not moving up, right? But you still would feel, have a sense of feeling that you have things visible to you because you're standing. Like, oh, you can see what's going on. Oh, you have a sense of motion. Oh, you could see what's going on. You could see how things are going on. You could say, praise the Lord. You could shout hallelujah. You could feel the breeze around you. You could feel like you are still energetic. But in the real sense, you're standing in the way of sinners. You've gotten so distracted simply because you listened to the counsel of the ungodly. You got distracted. You got distracted. And you have to check yourself. What level of these, in these, which of the level are you? Are you still walking? Or you are at the point where you are actually standing? Or you're sitting in the seat of the scornful? That's the worst. He who had once loved God now scorns God. That is a position of an intense retardation where you have gone all the way back. You have settled down to curse God. Tell me how many backslider or how many people or brethren who had left the faith who never went through this phase. Many of them, or at the least, I cannot even tell any one of them that I know that didn't go through this phase. There was a walk, there was a standing, and now there is a sitting. Oh, Brother Bram is false. Oh, Brother Bram is a liar. Oh, Brother Bram is not this person. Oh, this pastor is not that. Oh, that pastor is a false pastor. Oh, this message is rubbish. Now, they didn't start that way. They had an intense fire in them. They were running that race with patience, but they listened to the counsel of the ungodly and they walked with them. And over time, they stood in the way of sinner. And over time, they had a gate and they had a chair in that gate and they sat in the gate of the scornful. Remember, do not walk, not to talk of standing, not to talk of sitting. Amen. If we would go back to Hebrews 12, again, verse 1, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, which means there is so many people who are watching us, looking at our actions. And so, therefore, because we are encompassed about by that great cloud of witnesses, we should lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and we should run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen. What is every weight? What is every weight? What would make a man who he was running to start listening to the counsel of the ungodly? That is because that man has a weight. That man has a trouble. That man has an issue that he or she felt, or he felt, the man felt that I need to lift this up and therefore I need someone to counsel me. And when we focus our mind on the problems that we have, much more than on Christ, we are not laying aside that weight. We're not. Rather, we are giving the weight much focus and we would find the need to listen to a counsel. And the counsel most of the time will be that of an ungodly person. But Paul instructed us here to actually put aside every weight. That is to say, the weight might actually be so bogus to your face. You might feel that this weight is going to crush me. He said, put it aside. Set your mind on the goal ahead. Put it aside. Set your focus on the goal ahead. Put it aside. Lay aside every single weight. No, that problem is not going to crush you. No, that issue is not going to swallow you. All you need to do is to put it aside and lay it at the foot of the cross and go on with this race. Amen. He said, lay aside every weight. Then, and sin. Remember, see how it goes. You're walking in the path, or you're walking in the counsel of the ungodly. You seek counsel because you have a weight. Then you stand in the way of sinner. And he said, the sin which doth easily beset us. You're standing in the way of sinner because you have allowed that sin to beguile you, to befriend you, to beset you. You have not laid aside every of those weight. You have not laid aside every of those sin. You embraced the sin. And because the sin has a property to easily, because of the frailness of humanity, because of the weakness of our flesh, that sin has a power over us. But it needs an entry. And that entry is that you allow those weight in your heart. You seek for the counsel of the ungodly. And therefore, they counsel you. And therefore, you go back to your sin. Because the ungodly would always give you a counsel that is ungodly. They don't have a godly counsel. Why not talk to your brother? Why not talk to your pastor? Why do you have to seek that counsel outside of the fold? Why do you feel the need to talk to people outside of the fold about the weight that you have? Why not put the weight aside? Why not pray about it? Have you spoken to God about it? What did he tell you? Did he tell you to seek an advice from an ungodly person? Please, put your focus, put your mind on the things that are of Christ, so that the sin which doth easily beset us, which has the property of making sure it beset us, will not overcome you, will not overcome me. And let us run, not walk, not stand, not sit. Let us run. Time is far spent. There is no longer time. I know you've been listening, you've been hearing about the, oh, there's no time, there's no time. I can tell you affirmatively that we have so short a time. It's homegoing time. And therefore, we have to run with patience. Most importantly, with patience. Run with patience the race that is set before us. I pray the Lord bless you. I pray that you would be able to pick one or two things from this that would bless your life. And if you are at a junction in your life that you have a weight, I pray that that weight will be lifted off, that you will not take the step to seek the counsel of the ungodly, because the end is that you find yourself sitting down at the seat of the scornful. Amen.